Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
It's been in my head. And I definitely need someone to comment somewhere the name of the effing song.
She really does need to know. But the name of this podcast is The Download, Weekly Gaming News, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. I am Jameson.
And I am the ridiculous Brenna.
Not ridiculous enough. She is...
Whoa.
Depriving me of memes.
Hey, I gave you some good memes. Actually, I gave you some horrible...
You gave me like,
memes.
Yeah, you gave me like one. You were rude to me. I was being so nice to you.
I will count right now. I'm going to count. You gave me one of the plaster, the wood spoon that we got with those weird ice creams. That's not fun. Those aren't fun.
I said more fun ones later. We'll circle back to that. We need to get started. So we got some fun stuff to cover this week. We also got some big stuff to cover. Well, not like big, but like big, if that makes sense. So last week we got details on Project Spartacus from PlayStation. They announced the new PlayStation Plus, system, which will launch in June. There will be three versions of PlayStation Plus now: Essential, PlayStation Plus Essential, PlayStation Plus Extra, and PlayStation Plus Premium. And here are the details as follows. So PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now are being combined into these three tiers, and they'll be automatically setting your tier based on what you pay for, as is. So first up, PlayStation Plus Essential. So you get the same benefits as you get now with PlayStation Plus. You'll get 2 monthly downloadable games, exclusive discounts, cloud storage for saved games, online multiplayer access. So there'll be no changes for existing PlayStation Plus members at this tier. So if you already got PlayStation Plus, this is what you'll get. Price does not change either. It'll still be $99 if you're paying per month, $25 if you're paying per quarter, or $60 if you're paying per year. Obviously, the $60 is the big bonus.
Yep.
Next is PlayStation Plus Extra.
Extra. Actually, I can be your sound effect, since there's not really much I can do. Yeah.
So weird. Where's like the Doritos? It's like Mountain Dew. Like do the dew. What? Hold on. Listen. What's the five gum slogan?
Oh my god, my brain just.
What's the? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Where they're like
five gum.
Yeah, it was like, it's like, but then they're like five gum, like something.
Oh, your senses. Stimulate your senses.
Five gum. Stimulate your senses.
There it is.
That's what the commercials are like. And they like whisper it through your TV. Yeah.
Those were actually decent commercials.
Yeah, they weren't bad. So PlayStation Plus Extra, you get all the benefits from the Essential tier. Plus, it adds a catalog of up to 400 of the most enjoyable PS4 and PS5 games, including blockbuster hits from PlayStation Studios and third-party partners. Games in the Extra tier are downloadable for play. There is an asterisk, though, we must note. It says pricing varies by market. Thank you. That's unnecessary. The price for this, these are all United States prices, by the way. If you want to find out the price in your own country,
go figure
look
it out.
Yeah, go look it up. But so far they're only listing pricing for the United States, Europe, United Kingdom, and Japan. Probably where it's rolling out to start.
So Extra is going to be $15 a month, $40 for quarterly, and $100 for yearly.
Yeah, and I don't know why they put the pricing asterisk next to up to 400 games. Like,
yeah, I don't like that either.
That doesn't make any sense. Up to 400. We don't know exactly how many games they're going to give us. They did specify that there will be no day one. We'll get to this later, but there will be no day one launch games. All games that will be coming out for PS4, PS5 in this tier will be at minimum 1 year old. So yeah, they will wait at least a year before considering adding games. So like at this tier, for example, they mentioned The Last God of War, Miles Morales, Returnal. So literally all like the launch PS5 games.
Yeah.
Nothing newer. And then lastly is PlayStation Plus Premium.
Premium.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
You need like an echo, like an echo of that.
Yeah, I need a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Provides all the benefits of the essential and extra tiers. Plus, it adds up to 340 additional games, which includes PS3 games available only through cloud streaming, a catalog of beloved classic games available in both streaming and download options from the original PlayStation, PS2, and PSP generations.
Whoa! I had to figure out my mic was not wanting to pick that up.
It really was not. Your mic is so finicky sometimes.
Goodness. I need the like 70s clap audience thing.
I have a button for that, but I can't remember how to make the button.
You're gonna
work.
Pick the wrong one and it's gonna be fantastic.
Well, they don't have them set so they don't like go through my mic like they used to. I have to figure it out. It's too much effort. So at the premium tier, you have the potential for up to 700 games. We have no idea what the games are currently.
Yeah.
And the up to also concerns me because that sounds like we're going to slowly add games over a lengthy period of time.
To be determined, I think.
Yeah. So this does launch in June. But it will also offer cloud streaming access for original PlayStation, PS2, PSP, and PS4 games offered in the extra and premium tiers where PlayStation Now is available.
That's cool.
So this tier is the tier you will get. If you're playing for PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus, you will be automatically enrolled in PlayStation Plus Premium. Customers can stream games using PS4, PS5, and PC. However, PC will not be available in Japan at launch. And limited time game trials will also be offered at this tier so that customers can try games before they buy. Brenna,
that's nifty.
Break down the prices for us.
Okay, we're looking at a crisp $17.99. If we're going quarterly, $49.99. And if we're going yearly, that long year, it's $119.99.
Yes, and so this is the new program that will be rolling out in June, fully out by the end of 2022. Initial thoughts, Brenna, before we talk about Games Pass and then we compare the two.
Underwhelming. I mean, it's a thing that they're doing. That's cool. I don't know how much of it. I mean, there's a lot to be had. It's like, okay, you have these tiers, but it seems kind of like, why even do this at this point? Like, you're not really changing much to what you have. You're just adding tiers to things that you already have.
Well, let's break down what Games Pass is right now for Xbox. So Xbox Live runs the same. It's about $9 a month. And then I think you can get it up to $60 for a year, which is pretty standard.
Been for like most that for of these subscription things. Yes. Yeah.
So then if you want to get Games Pass is $9.99 a month. But they do offer, Microsoft always has the first 3 months available for $1 per month. And they always do deals where they give out Games Pass for free. I got it for free for 3 months on PC through Discord. So it's always coming out, which I feel like I'm front loading and like saying, oh man, Games Pass is already better. But I'm just trying to state that, you know, Games Pass has been doing lots of things to like promote it.
Games Pass has been out a lot longer than, obviously this hasn't even launched for PlayStation yet, so they've had the chance to do these things.
Yes.
That's the cap, I think.
Yeah. So Games Pass for console runs you $9.99 per month. You get unlimited access to over 100 high-quality console games, new games added all the time, all Xbox-owned studios. You get day one release on Games Pass. You get to play them immediately. You also get member discounts and deals. This also includes like demos and other things are also available for you to play on there as well. They, for all their platforms, they say over 100 high quality games, but their library is pretty lengthy right now. It's let me see what the,
I mean, games as in like probably higher, not quality, but bigger titles. Because obviously indie games can get added a ton.
Yeah. I just want to try and find what the total is right now.
But I mean, Games Pass Ultimate also gives you Xbox Gold, which is pretty cool. So then you'll get the deals and things that go with that.
Yeah, it saves you some money in the long run because it bundles the two. So instead of paying like $10 a month, you're paying $15 a month or $20 a month for both.
Yeah, and for whatever it's worth, you get like an EA Play type thing and 10% off like digital purchases for that. So
currently, this is a rough estimate. Over 430 Xbox console games between the original Xbox, Xbox 360, One, and Xbox Series X and S. Over 250 Windows PC games. Over 250 cloud-enabled games that you can play via mobile or tablet or browser.
Those crossover?
Yes.
Does that mean...
Those are crossover.
So that means the games that you can play also on there are being counted for the previous category.
So there's over 430 total Xbox games that are available to everybody.
Yeah.
There are 250 PC specific game, over 250 PC specific games available to PC Game Pass users.
But those can be also counted in the 400.
Technically, yes. Depending on what the game is.
Correct.
But I'm assuming if they're saying Windows PC games, they're differentiating that from Xbox games that are available on Xbox. I would hope, but I probably don't think not. So. they're saying 250 of those games are you're able to stream through a mobile, tablet, or browser. And then 50 of those games are touch enabled games that you don't need a controller to play.
Yeah.
But you can pull up like they actually have a full list that if
so at most, I'm probably thinking they have like 600 to 700 games, maybe. Games. I need to see the new unique games.
They state they would never have less than 300 unique titles.
Yeah. So we're looking at the same amount, really, as what PlayStation is kind of going to say that they're doing. So. Are you counting? He's counting. I want to mess him up, but I also don't want this to take longer than it should, so. How's everyone's week going? Jameson, I'm floundering. I need help here, sir. Why are you still counting? Anyways, so it looks like
50 times five. What's 50 times five? 250?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 250 specific games for Xbox. Just straight up Xbox.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. So well, we'll just say they have 300 games. We'll just say 300 for each platform.
Solid.
Make it a nice crisp number. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
So then there's the PC version of the Game Pass, which is also $9.99 per month. Same thing, unlimited access to over 100 high quality PC games, new games added all the time, Xbox Game Studio titles when they premiere, member discounts and deals. It's also important, and if you're on PC, you get EA Play, which is EA's game subscription service. So you get all of the EA games. And what Xbox does is they kind of have like the Netflix approach to Games Pass, is where they're rolling games on and off, like sometimes.
Yeah, rotating titles.
Yeah. And then lastly, they have Games Pass Ultimate, $14.99 per month, which includes unlimited access to over 100 games across PC, console, and mobile devices. So it includes literally all platforms. New games added all the time. Xbox Game Studios when they premiere. Discounts and deals. You get exclusive free perks. So they give you free in-game content and offers from their partners. I've actually heard some of the DLC they give away is actually pretty good. Like, they do just give away a bunch of DLC, which is nice. And you can also, you know, play games through the cloud, the X Cloud. And this tier also includes Xbox Live Gold, which if you're on console, that enables multiplayer, which you'd be paying for separately if you were paying for the $9.99 Games Pass. And that includes, you know, deals with gold, games with gold, and it includes EA Play as well. So, now, comparison. Brenna, thoughts on Games Pass before we compare the two?
Try and
just think of Games Pass alone.
I'm thinking it by itself. It feels, I don't know, maybe a little bit more fleshed out compared to what I've seen with the PlayStation. I don't know that it's really any different. But I don't know. I guess the way that they went about their marketing, it looks a whole lot better, which is kind of hilarious.
And I think the big thing, too, with PlayStation is we need to know what games are going to be available. That's the big question mark.
Well, we didn't really know what was going to be on Xbox either.
This is true. But now that Xbox has been out for a while and they've been doing their thing, everyone knows what's out there. So
my biggest qualm with the PlayStation is that there's no launch title. Oh, no, they said that there is.
Nope, no launch titles. There will be no launch titles on any of these. That it will be a 1 year time frame before games will appear on the new PS Plus system.
Which I'm okay-ish with. There's a lot of titles out there. I mean, within the last year, there hasn't been much, to be honest. But it's, I don't know.
I mean, that is, like, if you're...
That's what sells, I think, Xbox, is that you get to play new titles. Well, specific new titles.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're releasing a competitor program to Games Pass, which this is a direct competitor to Games Pass.
Yeah.
You know, I think at bare minimum, you need to include the features of Games Pass.
Yeah. And I don't know. So the thing is.
I
think is going to be that they're going to add in a lot more of the previous consoles in there, which it's kind of hard to get. Like, we can't really port them over. So I think that's kind of what they're aiming towards, is like, let's get the PlayStation, like, 1 and 2 and 3, all those games that you can now play on your 5.
But the question is, what games are we going to get from those?
That's
because there's a lot of garbage games that they could just be like, here you go, here's some PlayStation games. And it's like, no one wants to play any of these.
No, and I think they need to do that.
Thanks for uploading the PlayStation original Super Monkey Ball. Really needed that one.
So stupid.
Sonic the Hedgehog, fantastic. That was top of my list.
Add in the good stuff that we want, and that's going to make it the best competitor.
Yes. So comparing the three systems is Xbox is just $10 or $15. So where PlayStation has an advantage is the PlayStation Plus Essential, because that's the same price as just straight up Games Pass, and that includes online multiplayer.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're playing for Games Pass with Xbox, that does not include Xbox Gold. You're paying separately for your Gold subscription. So that's already
cheaper, technically, yeah. Really.
So out of the gate, PlayStation Plus Essential, more value for your buck.
And we've kind of seen that it's probably at or around the same exact minimum amount of games for PlayStation and Xbox.
Correct. And the deals, like the deals that they offer, like the monthly games, they always come out to be about the same. Some months are better than others.
Yeah.
You know, like I know that April's PlayStation Plus games were total garbage.
Really?
It was, oh yeah. One of the games was like a failed multiplayer live service game that that died on day one. And then the other game was something really bad too. It was not. I'm going to pull them up right now.
Yeah. Actually, I would like to see both Xbox and PlayStation's highlighted games for the month. If you could, right. Sir.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus games.
Xbox if you games. Could, please, sir.
Gold. So, let's see. All right, so for April, for Xbox, the freebies available are... Another Site, Hue, Outpost, Kaloki X, and MX vs. ATV Alive.
What?
So, some random ass games.
Yeah.
PlayStation. Games for April, where is it? Ah, here they are. They are offering Hood, Outlaws and Legends, which is the failed multiplayer live service game. SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated.
I actually really love that game, so I need you to back off.
And Slay the Spire. So they have two good small games, and then, but they're like, because they always have like a main big game.
Right.
Their main big game is total garbage.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's for this month alone, so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, the titles that they have announced at launch are going to be like Death Stranding, God of War, the Spider-Man stuff, Mortal Kombat 11, and yeah, Returnal, which those are good games. That would keep you going for a little while. Like, that would keep me going for a few months.
Sure. But Xbox also has an equal amount, if not a significantly larger amount of first-party titles available.
You can't play any of those with the Xbox title, I don't think.
They're
Sony exclusives.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what Sony was saying, is Sony exclusives, you have a 1 year time frame before they'll be available on PlayStation Plus, if they get added.
And I mean, these are the big ones from the past, like, you know, recent push of games. And so I'm like, okay, this is at least impressive enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the advantage of like Xbox is you're going to get all the Bethesda titles day one launch. Like, you're going to get all of whatever they own. So they've backlogged it with all the Bethesda games are available on there. So they got like the Fallouts, all the Wolfensteins, which that alone is a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's what I'm saying. Like, with Xbox making these acquisitions, that makes future Games Pass significantly more appealable.
If they're going to hang a lot of their hat on the Games Pass, which I think is probably where they're headed with these acquisitions, then it makes more sense to do that. But they're probably not going to push out a lot of like in-house titles.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Like, Starfield will probably be on there day one. Cyberpunk was on there day one if you wanted to play Cyberpunk.
I mean, sure, like Microsoft, like actual Xbox studios. Like, it'll just be subsidiaries of Xbox.
Technically, those are all Xbox studios. Same thing with Sony. There's PlayStation.
There's Sony, like, headquarters. They have, like, a Sony department that does, like, games.
Yeah, but they only make a couple. The rest are all subsidiary. Like, God of War, I think, is the only one that they make in-house. And Uncharted. Nope, Uncharted is Naughty Dog.
Pretty sure Spider-Man was all in-house.
Insomniac.
Was it?
Yep.
Look this up now.
Spider-Man's Insomniac. I think God of War, because it's Sony Santa Monica. I think God of War is the only one that's in active development right now. There's also Sony San Diego, but we've learned that that studio is the, like, they send you there if they don't like you. And they don't develop anything from Sony San Diego.
Destiny.
Well, because Bungie just bought them. Bungie just joined them, but that's still a third party.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on here that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, like there's only two Sony studios. It's Sony San Diego and Sony Santa Monica. San Diego makes MLB The Show, which is now, but that's not PlayStation exclusive anymore. That's on Xbox.
I mean, it's at least Sony Studios. But yeah, there's actually quite a lot now that I'm looking at this.
And MLB The Show is available on Games Pass.
Yeah. Look at that.
Which Xbox is going to be taking over, I think, the MLB The Show franchise, because MLB does not like how Sony has been developing the game.
I mean, it's a baseball game, I think.
Yeah. So how do you F it up?
I mean, the sports games are like,
That's true.
Most sports games these days are like, meh.
Yeah, and Sony Santa Monica is just God of War. So God of War is the only in-house developed Sony game.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
Interesting.
Is Gran Turismo one?
Gran Turismo Sport. Apparently.
PlayStation Studios.
Yeah. Huh.
Who makes like
Detroit Become Human?
That's not owned by PlayStation.
Developed by Quantic Dream and published by Sony Interactive. See, that's not what I asked.
Yeah, see, that's the issue, is Sony publishes a lot of games, but they also don't own a lot of studios, but they own a lot of the studios that they do publish.
Yeah. Anyways, we're on a tangent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Who's the developer behind Gran Turismo? Polyphony Digital and Aeris Software.
No.
And Sony, it says Sony Interactive Entertainment, but Sony Interactive Entertainment's the publisher.
Interesting.
Polyphony.
Anyways.
It's a internal Japanese studio. It's wholly owned by PlayStation.
So, yeah.
So are most of these studios, though.
I mean, not third party.
I mean, Naughty Dog is wholly owned. Bungie is now owned, like, Polyphony, Sucker Punch, Insomniac. Like, those are all Guerrilla. Those are all owned by Sony, but those aren't, like, Sony, you know, PlayStation. You know what I mean? Same thing with, like, Xbox. Like, Xbox Games makes, like, nothing. But they own an F ton of studios that make Xbox games. 343, Obsidian, Bethesda, Activision Blizzard now, like, so that's what I mean. So we've compared Essential and Games Pass. Now we're going to get up to Games Pass Ultimate versus PlayStation Plus Premium, because that's where the big difference is. The mid-tier, the PlayStation Essential, or the PlayStation Extra. Yeah, Extra. Oh, sorry. So, PlayStation Essential does not include the extra games. So, that is just $10 a month for what you already have.
But you'll still get the highlighted games and that type of stuff and things to download. So you'll still get like the 400 games. It's just not those specific.
No, you don't get the 400 games. The 400 games is PlayStation Plus Extra, which is $15 a month.
You still get a catalog of up to 400 games, don't you?
No, not on Essential.
You get like the downloadable ones twice a month.
Yeah.
And then the exclusive discounts, that type of stuff.
Yes, that's Plus now. So that's like, so PlayStation Plus Essential is equivalent to Xbox Live Gold. Just straight up, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So PlayStation Plus Extra is equivalent to Games Pass minus Xbox Live Gold, because Gold is not included with Games Pass. So you would have to buy that separately. So Extra is the one that adds all the benefits of normal PlayStation Plus and then adds the 400 titles. So, and this runs $15 a month. So this would be compared to Games Pass. So it's got an advantage because it includes the PlayStation Plus, whereas normal basic Games Pass does not include Xbox Gold.
Yes.
And I just want to verify what the current price is for Xbox Gold.
I mean, it seems like you're getting a better value. The issue is, what games are you getting out of that?
Yes. Yeah, so gold is $9.99 a month, which I expected it to be. So $60 a year.
I mean, so monthly, if you're going to do the Games Pass and that, you're looking at $20.
Correct. But we all know that if you're going to do both Games Pass and gold, you're just going to straight up pay for Games Pass Ultimate.
Yeah.
Which is now competing against PlayStation Plus Premium, which runs $17.99 a month. So it's $2 more, and it includes the up to 700 potential titles streaming across all platforms, all that jazz.
Yeah. And that's where you can get the older PlayStation games.
Yes, that's the only place you can get them. So those are the two we're comparing, is the Ultimate versus the Premium, because those are the most like directly comparable.
What you would probably do, because the rest seems like a waste of money, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
They set it up to where it just doesn't make sense to do that. Because you're going to spend $20 on Xbox to get the Games Pass and the like the gold, when you can spend $14.99, it's $5 cheaper, and you get everything included.
Yeah, see, if I was Xbox, I would not include an option for just the plain Games Pass. I would sell either PC Games Pass or I would sell Ultimate Games Pass, because the Ultimate's just going to bundle your Live and give you the Games Pass.
Yeah.
And then PC players, they don't need Live. They just need Games Pass.
Yeah.
I would just do that. Like, and then you just have one set price or two set prices. Yeah. And same thing with PlayStation, is I would have cut out the extra tier and I would have made that your base tier.
Yeah. The only difference is that the base tier for PlayStation, you have online.
Well, so that's what we need to differentiate. We need to treat the play. And see, this is why I don't like their naming convention, is PlayStation Plus Essential is just the normal online multiplayer plus the extras. It's essentially Xbox Live Gold.
What? Does Xbox do the same things for their baseline?
Yeah, for gold, they give you the free games, the discounts, all that
cloud
jazz.
Cloud storage, that type of stuff.
Yep. Xbox has always had cloud storage since the beginning. They don't cut you out of that.
They don't.
I'm stuttering over my word. But yeah, Xbox has had cloud storage since like the 360 days, well before PlayStation had it.
Easy, calm down.
I'm just saying. I mean, it was a big deal for like Epic Games when they're like, we added cloud storage in 2017 or 2018. It's like, great.
They're mostly
welcome
on
to
PC.
2007.
Like, you. My goodness. You're right? On PC.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it just highlights that how much of a lead Microsoft blew after the Xbox 360.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, so it really comes down to, does PlayStation have the games to support this? Because
right now, I'm going to say yes, minus this dumb one-year deal. If they got rid of that 1 year and went for off launch, PlayStation is a much better option, regardless whatever titles they have up extra. That is straight up a significantly better option than Games Pass.
I would say if they drop it down to 6 months, I would be okay with that.
6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, the time frame?
The time frame. If they cut it in half and said 6 months to let, you know, game developers and things like that get some benefit off of, like, you know, that launch, okay.
But see, Xbox has demonstrated that their first party titles see three times more players, and their Games Pass players spend 50% more. No, that was 3% on Xbox-owned studios.
Yes. 15%
on indie.
Money, yes, but I definitely think that you will lose out on revenue if your game is on there, like launch title. Because people aren't going to initially buy it. And then they're going to play it for, you know what I mean? Indie titles, it's really great for it. And I'm glad, because I want them to have more money. As far as like AAA launch titles, definitely you'll lose money.
But that's what Xbox was saying, is that they aren't losing money on Games Pass.
Xbox is not losing money. I'm talking about the developers, the actual studios on revenue. Oh,
those developers are owned by Xbox.
Sure, but yes.
But they're saying that on Xbox, on their platform, for those games that release, they're saying that the developers aren't losing money. They're making more money with their games being on Games Pass. Because you have to remember, Games Pass is going to be such a small margin of players.
Yeah.
Even though they have over 10 million Games Pass subscribers, which is an insane number, it's such a small margin. And then the games, those first-party games, they do roll off. I think after the first month or two, they do roll off of Games Pass. And then people end up going and buying them afterwards.
Well, if they roll off after a certain point, then that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, it's like with Warner Brothers and HBO Max, that the movie shows up for 30 days on HBO Max for you to stream, and then it plops off.
Yeah.
So Xbox is still, and those studios are still doing well. They have not been doing poorly, and they're selling across, and because Xbox is investing in multiple platforms, aka PC and Xbox, they're still making money hand over fist. Sony is also still making money hand over fist, just developing for PlayStation and not selling anywhere else.
I mean, they are starting to include some PC stuff, which is nice.
Yeah, but they're like 6 years behind right now. They're adding games.
They're still doing it.
Yes, but they need to pick it up. And they've recognized that, though. They're like, okay, these 6-year-old, 5-year-old games are selling absurdly well when we add them on PC. I don't know. Maybe we should start doing this sooner.
The thing is, PlayStation has such a conservative business model that I think everything they do takes time. It's good and it's bad, because at least like provides stability and they don't overstretch and then have like a huge backlash.
Yes. The issue, though, now that we've seen, and this is kind of unrelated but related, is now with all of the success of their first party titles, we've heard that a lot of internal developers are receiving tons and tons of pressure from Sony to put out the next big AAA game.
Yeah.
And that Sony is very like overbearing when it comes to determining what games are getting made and what not.
I mean, they have a lot of control over the like image of PlayStation, because they have built such a huge like, you know, first person player type thing.
Yeah, and that's where it differs a little bit from Xbox. Is Xbox is still giving their studios that, you know, there's
Xbox is like a shotgun blast, where like PlayStation is more like a sniper from like 2 miles away, which is impossible. Xbox is buying everything, is doing anything, is just chucking out money and doing everything that they think is going to help the business model.
I didn't like your analogy, but yes.
How about that?
No, so like, yeah, like Xbox is just trying to acquire studios, but then when they acquire the studios are retaining their air quotes independence. They're owned by Xbox, but Xbox is not dictating to them what they do.
Yes. Whereas PlayStation is like, no, this is our company. You're going to do things that are PlayStation related. And
yes.
That's it.
So the real question is how can Sony keep up that business model and still remain successful 5 years down the line? Is Xbox's approach of just buying up studios and letting them release their games, is that going to overtake? And it's not a question for this generation. It's going to be a question for the next console generation, because what Xbox is doing right now is going to take time for them to be able to reap the rewards.
Thing is, Sony really only launches when they feel like something is ready and done. So they try and go for quality more than they do quantity based.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not arguing that the Sony games are superior.
No, I know. And that's what I'm saying is volume going to outweigh quality?
But that's the issue. Now Xbox is starting to acquire studios that can release quality games. And so if they continue to acquire more studios, they will have a larger supply of quality games constantly releasing.
We'll see. Under new whatever, I mean, you don't really know what goes on internally, even though they say that they're going to be letting them do whatever they want. There could be pressures from corporate. You don't know.
I think the next 3 years are going to be really big in terms of seeing what the future will hold. Because yeah. Xbox has quite a few games that are about to come up for release within this next 3 years that are very large and highly anticipated. That includes Starfield, which will be the newest Bethesda game. That's going to be a huge one. Avowed, which is being developed by the people that made Oblivion, Elder Scrolls Oblivion, and Fable, I think, were the two. So that's going to be a crazy game. And they have a couple other ones that I can't think of off the top of my head. But we also know that Sony has, you know, brand new God of War coming up. What else do they have? Is that it?
No, they've got more than that.
They've got to have more than that. Oh, God. I think it might just be... Oh, God. If it's just... It can't just be God of War. That's not good.
Is it Horizon coming?
It's already out.
Oh, God. Am I behind on the times? Saints Row is coming out again.
Upcoming PS5 exclusives. Oh, God.
Oh, no. We're floundering.
Sony.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything else.
Forspoken, but that's that Square Enix game that everyone's like, this looks like garbage.
Yeah.
I don't think Gotham Knights is Gotham Knights is not PS5 exclusive.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. I mean, I'm sure they're going to have more.
Yeah, Gotham Knights is not PS5 exclusive.
I mean, they did just come out with Ghostwire Tokyo. I mean, Ragnarok is coming.
Ghostwire Tokyo had, yeah, mixed.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Saints Row is on its way, which is that's a good title.
I don't think Saints Row is exclusive, though.
Yeah, it might not be.
Yeah, Saints Row is not exclusive. Yeah, Sony, what are you doing?
Well, they're probably waiting until they do. So, well, because, okay, we'll talk about this later, but like shows, big gaming conventions and stuff like that are coming up soon.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 is next year.
Discuss a lot of new stuff, I feel like, in the coming months.
Oh, and they have Alan Wake 2. They did. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. But the rest of them are all up in the air. Final Fantasy 16 was, yeah, a lot of their games are just like pending, like no details.
Well, oh, that's Sony. What I'm saying. Well, no. A lot of the game stuff, like the conventions, are going to be rolling around in the next like month or so. So,
well, yeah, we should get an idea. Hopefully,
we're going to know what everything is doing. I feel like they're going to announce a lot of launches.
They better. Yep. A lot of these games that I saw on this list and rattle off were already games that they announced last year that are now pending nothing.
We'll see.
And they were supposed to come out within this year.
I mean, a lot of stuff has been delayed.
Oh, yeah. Sony, let's come on, man.
I mean, a lot of it is the developers as well, right? Same thing that happens to, you know, any major
COVID-19.
Company.
We need to delay our game to COVID-19. Yeah. No excuses. Every developer is not allowed to delay their game anymore to COVID. You guys can all F off.
Yeah, so.
I'd rather you not tell me about your game and then tell me when it's going to come out than tell me when it's going to come out and then tell me it's not going to come out.
Grinds your gears?
Grinds my gears. Everyone does it. Everyone's guilty.
Well, as we were kind of alluding to, E3 2022 has been canceled officially. Digital
canceled
and
completely. Yeah.
Yeah. So digital and physical, you can't get any of it, which I'm okay with.
Yeah. And we were saying that it's pretty much dead at this point. Like, so they said that they're looking forward to returning in 2023 because they want to take the year to focus all their resources into revitalizing
Which is fine. That could be a rebirth of E3.
Which is what we said they should do, is they need to they need to revitalize it. So it makes sense.
And here's the best part about it, is it's been digital for a little while. And so they're going to take a year off. Everyone's going to realize that they haven't really been to E3 or a big convention in a long time. They're going to do it again. It's going to be in person. And hopefully this will boost those ticket sales.
Is it just me? Or do you think Summer Game Fest is just garbage?
Garbage and a half. I hate it.
It's so long. And it's like the Games Awards, where it's just a like marketing event where we just get shown bullshit. It's a whole bunch of commercials. And then they're like, here's some famous people and some bands. And it's like, no one asked for this.
I don't want any of this. I came here to look at games. I don't want demos.
Right.
That are like procedurally generated. I want actual gameplay. I want to know that my game is coming out within 6 months.
Like Jeff Nightly can go suck a fat one.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't like him anymore.
I mean, I think the concert portion of this is also, that was like really dumb. I like when they did like orchestrated, where it was like, so they got the orchestra in that did like a musical video game, and they had that. Because that was cool. And it's like, okay, you're going to play whatever.
How about instead I give you Green Day?
No. See, that's like, what? Like, could you imagine getting like the people that made Halo out there doing like an orchestra?
How about instead I have an exclusive trailer to the movie The Batman?
See, this is where I...
How about instead I have an exclusive trailer for the next Harry Potter movie?
Why? Like, why? I came here for games. Let's just do the game thing.
How about instead? But PC Gaming Show has come out and said that despite there being no E3, there will still be a PC Gaming Show, which was a large portion of the E3 segment, which is great to hear. I'm not thrilled with Summer Games Fest. So with those technical issues and the fact that we've spent 50 minutes rambling about Project Spartacus and Xbox and E3, we're going to go ahead and end it here because we got more stuff to share with you guys. But we'll just kind of roll that into next week because it's not like the biggest of stories, but it's, you know, it's some fun things. Or maybe we'll do a bonus episode or something later this week.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, we have not. So with that, we'll go ahead and skedaddle on out of here. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Good luck and have fun. And remember, Brenna,
keep your goose loose.
Hey, I'm Tom.
And I'm Stuart.
And we're from the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
We talk about all things connected to D&D lore.
And we're on the Robots Radio Network. So if you're into Dungeons & Dragons or you're into lore, then come check us out. You can find us on any podcatcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get podcasts.
Roll more dice.
That's the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
Are you into the cyberpunk tabletop games or excited for Cyberpunk 2077? Are you looking to brush up on the lore, stay up on all the latest news, and talk about the game when it comes out? Check out the Cyberpunk Lorecast, a show from Robots Radio with me, your host, Robots. We'll go over all the details you need to know about the world, characters, and story of Cyberpunk. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.